From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The first of two open houses to discuss the Interstate 25 corridor between Monument and Lone Tree is happening now at Pikes Peak Library 21C. The goal is to gather public comments for a study looking at identifying issues and immediate and longer-term solutions to that stretch of highway. The Colorado Department of Transportation is also looking at the so-called gap section between Castle Rock and Monument, where the interstate narrows to four lanes total. The second meeting is Thursday in Castle Rock. Colorado Springs City Council is looking to possibly increase a franchise fee for Comcast as part of its renewal agreement. In part, the city says the extra funds could go toward providing a 311 helpline for city services. Colorado Springs already has a 211 helpline, which is operated by the Pikes Peak United Way. CEO Jason Wood says he would welcome the addition of another helpline in the city for other types of concerns.
I personally see it as a way for the city to engage with citizens in a much easier manner, and you know, I applaud them for doing this.
Wood says helplines can also provide information that can aid in identifying broader community concerns. Comcast says the increase, if approved, would be passed on to customers. The second of two public meetings to provide input takes place next week. And those looking to run for Colorado Springs City Council turned in signatures yesterday. As of close of business yesterday, the city clerk's office listed more than a dozen total candidates. Ballots go out in March. And Costilla County in southern Colorado has declared a weather-related emergency due to high winds and snow. Residents there are advised to stay indoors. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.